The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Do you know what your O face looks like?
I can't imagine.
I don't. I think my face probably gets a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a one.
Pause. We must celebrate.
It should have been at a one. I never even moved it up.
What do you mean it should have been at a one?
Because
there
he
was
didn't.
No problems yesterday.
He didn't mess up yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Not that I heard, at least. Unless if you're just tuning in, we like to note every time Freebeer does that little thing where he's supposed to fade the bed down.
I did fade it down.
And then he turns fades it back up.
I did fade it back up.
You did. What time is it? It is 6:23 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have happened right around 22:15 probably.
Thought you were going to get through this week, but then Monday hit.
Hey, next week's a new week.
Yeah, you're right, Steve.
You miss 100% of the board mistakes you make, Wayne Gretzky.
I don't miss.
Michael Scott.
Don't miss those. Mm-hmm. What does your O face look like? Before that song interrupted us.
I think all guys have the same O face.
Mine looks, I think my face probably looks a little scrunched up and, squeeze my eyes real tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My eyes get really wide and I think they come out and vibrate a little bit.
Oh.
They vibrate?
That's what everybody does?
We should take a picture of all of our O faces.
I don't think that's a thing we're going to
do. No, like in studio right now.
I can only do it if somebody gets me
there.
I'm a terrible actor. Somebody help me.
Well, we act.
I feel like the three of you could sit in a triangle and it could happen.
We have to each impersonate what we think it looks like. You take pictures of them and post them all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I mean, I will, Steve, if you keep doing that face. I don't know how you made two kids, but...
Yeah, me either.
All right, Hot Wings, now your turn. Freebeer just did magic hands.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Perfect. Do that thing with your mouth again, Hot Wings. Oh, that's good. I don't know what my O-face is. I probably crossed my eyes.
You ever had it?
Only a couple times. The fake O-face is like, oh...
Do you add the phrase, that's neat?
And you go,
because that's what it sounded
you,
like.
And you say, oh.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, right
oh,
there.
Oh, that's the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, this feels great.
Yeah. This is
Hear
very,
that, Ron?
Very nice.
I do have to imagine, not that I want to imagine you having an orgasm, but my imagination does say that you are cross-eyed.
Probably. I'm cross-eyed most of the time.
No, I think it's the only time you're not cross-eyed.
Really? Am I cross-eyed usually?
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of a lean in one of my eyes.
They're pretty straight right now, so maybe that chair's vibrating.
That's happening. This is my O-face. Aw.
Yeah. What if your O-face is just resting?
Resting bitch face?
Well, man. Our favorite sexpert, Tracy Cox. She co-hosted a show on Channel 4, the TV series called The Sex Inspectors.
Yes!
Why don't we have good shows like this? Cameras were placed into the homes of couples to record how they related sexually and otherwise. The footage I was privy to offered up a bird's eye view of many orgasms.
That's a strange sentence.
It is.
Yeah, it sure is.
Bird's eye view.
So she describes four of the types of faces people make, and she describes what that likely means about you as a lover.
Right, of course, because this is all stuff that you can determine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I base my life off of everything that Tracy Cox says. She's the smartest woman when it comes to all things sex and how to be a woman.
Yeah, I think so. So head thrown back, jaw dropped. I like that you're all working it through. Head thrown back, jaw dropped, eyes closed, moans or groans, and a flushed face or neck.
How'd we do?
Oh, that was hot. 92% of us close our eyes at the big O.
Yeah, it's like a sneeze.
It is kind of. I mean, you can, you know, but you have to really think about it.
Well, your eyes will fly out, too.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
Cutting off one sense heightens the sensation of the others. Closing our eyes instantly, she says, reduces inhibitions because the quickest way to remove embarrassment is to remove eye contact.
Oh, so it's like a blind person. You take away their sight.
They must get real rowdy.
Alan, check in.
Yeah.
We need to know.
Yeah, it's a real challenge if you try to keep continuous eye contact while you're finishing.
Yeah.
The good thing, not easy to she do. Says.
Hold them open.
Yeah, like Clockwork Orange.
I will look at you.
That's what you want your sex to be like.
Yeah.
Many studies have shown women who fantasize during sex with a partner have more regular orgasms than those who don't. So get yourself a gal with an imagination. With eyes shut, she says, everybody's truly immersed in their fantasy world. By the way, that sex face is called the Lusty Adventurer.
Oh.
Wow. The one with your head tilt back and your mouth open?
Yeah.
I am a lusty adventurer.
Mm.
Do you think you haven't heard the other ones, but do you think that one applies to you so far?
Head back, mouth open? No, I don't think that does.
It says, of all the sex faces, this aligns the most to the attractive versions we see portrayed in the media. What it says about you, people who sport this sex face tend to be uninhibited, up for pretty much anything, enjoy talking dirty, watching porn, trying out sex toys, having sex outside, etc. It's a source of pleasure and fun and something they enjoy immensely. And if you'd like to make sex better, lusty adventurers, you put the effort in to capture your partner's interest and keep it fresh. There can be a tendency to rely too much on your props, you know, like Carrot Top. Sometimes you need to put the toys and whips and handcuffs and other playthings down and just get back into good old-fashioned missionary and look deep in their eyes till you become the lusty adventurer in the end. Now, second face, the quiet achiever. Totally still, completely silent, eyes shut, and a look of intense concentration, mouth slightly apart, clenched fist.
Boring.
No one tried that one. The first one, you guys did all sorts of things.
There's not much to try on that one, really. I mean, that's almost like a normal face. But
fists are clenched.
I mean, that one's closer to me, though, than I think the Hollywood movie
version. Lusty Adventurer.
Yeah.
The Quiet Achiever. You're not going to be asked to feature in erotic movies anytime soon, but your enjoyment of sex is actually quite high. A silent partner, people think, means they're not enjoying it, but quite the opposite is true.
Such a medical explanation.
It is.
Your enjoyment of sex is actually quite high.
Making a lot of noise at your orgasm can mean you're faking. When we do hit climax, we breathe faster and more shallow. It's hard to scream or shout while breathing like that, teamed with over-exaggerated gestures, dramatically clutching the sheets, or thrashing about like a porn star. It's almost certainly a pretend big O. Yeah. What it says about you. How Hangs, do you think this applies to you?
Well, this is definitely a lot closer, than the first one.
Well, it says that you're a self-absorbed person during sex.
It does not.
And there's, it does.
Because you're quiet.
There's a lot to be said for being selfish. Being able to lie back and take pleasure is just as much of a plus in bed than enthusiastically giving it. You learn to orgasm by yourself. And while you enjoy another partner, you need to retreat to that private place in order to push yourself to the brink.
Oh, yeah, the last part's maybe not as much, but.
Number three, the intimacy seeker. Eyes wide open. Eye contact maintained throughout the O. Intense face searching. Subconsciously reading your partner's face to check what they are feeling and smiling.
What happened to your face?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a fun challenge. Well, I mentioned it before. It can be quite challenging to keep your eyes open.
But when you have a really intense connection with somebody, like
when
Ross and I first met,
eye contact when it's happening.
Yeah, this is amazing.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, it's pretty
wild. Can't stop looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only about 15 to 30% of couples have sex with their eyes open. And only about half that number can reach the big O that way. Most people need to shut their eyes or tune out the partner in order to be able to climax. That's why a lot of people prefer sex in the darkness. Do a lot of people?
Yeah. They do? I know. A lot of people prefer that? Wow.
Get that light on.
At least a little bit of light. I mean, you don't have to have like the overhead.
Yeah, I want
blazing.
It to be like at a Walmart.
But, you know, a candle or, you know, a dimmer switch or something. Like just a little something there, you know, or leave the light on in the bathroom. The door cracked a little bit, you know, like there's something coming in. It's nice to be able to see the parts.
And if you're insecure and that's why you keep the lights off, light a candle instead. Everybody looks better in candlelight.
Mm. Absolutely.
That's what I used to always have sex with the lights off and a shirt on. I don't know why. I was just super insecure for a while. And then somebody told me, it was a girl. She was like, you probably feel better in candlelight. I was like, I don't know what that means. What do you mean? She goes, everybody looks better in candlelight. And she was right.
Candlelight does make you look good.
It's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So try that if you're a little insecure.
If you are the intimacy seeker, sex isn't just about sex for you. Intimacy, not orgasm, is your aim. Physical release takes a second place to wanting to be close to your partner. It's as much about expressing love and feelings. You're less interested in performance and more focused on the emotional benefits. And finally, last one. The tense worrier. This doesn't seem like one you really want to be.
No.
Scrunched up features, a grim look of determination, frowning, eyes squeezed tightly shut, and lips pressed together. It's like bitter beer face.
No. I'm going to do this.
Sex is more of a chore than a pleasure. 67% of us drop the jaw during orgasm, a sign our faces have completely relaxed. Letting go is all part of the euphoric feeling. This might explain the frown, except frowning turns out to be quite common. 48% of us have frowned while climaxing. That's crazy,
yeah.
I think.
Well, when you scrunch up your face, I mean.
People who suck air through their teeth as they climax are demonstrating sexual anxiety. It says what it says about you. Lots of people worry about sex. We all suffer from some performance anxiety somewhere, but feeling anxious and tense almost every time you get intimate with a partner is not normal. If you do not feel a mental and physical release after orgasm, she says, the answer is that your relationship and your sex life probably need urgent attention.
Could be. I think everybody's all of these a little bit. I mean, I would say I'm mostly number two, but I've definitely been one, three, and four, too, depending on the moment.
Yeah, and the person.
Or the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean. And even sometimes the same person, just different days.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sometimes
from
you're more into it than others, or like sometimes it's just not working as well, and you go, come on, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Make
text
my face feel better.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This text, Freebear said Kelly looks good in candlelight. Well, what I meant was people look good in candlelight, but I'm sure Kelly does as well.
Yeah, I look great in candlelight. We should do our next live show, all candles. Super dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
Phantom of the Opera style.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. Yeah.
This text, is that all you guys talk about on the show is sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that or, you know, sports.
Yep.
Some days all we talk about is sports.
Yeah, sex and football, you big baby.
Yeah. Is that all you guys talk about? It's politics? Is that all you guys talk about is movies? Is that all you guys talk about is footwear?
Is all you guys talk about TikTok videos?
Good. All you talk about is haircuts.
Oh.
Whatever I just heard is the only thing you ever do. Because I'm dumb. I'm a lummox.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.